presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. As you remember, Clark Kent, acting as a special Secret Service agent, discovered that the new headquarters of the Leopard Society and Oriental Spy Ring was located in a waterfront house. He also learned that the Leopard Woman, ruthless, cunning leader of the spy ring, was operating a shortwave radio sending set from the house and informing enemy submarines of the location of American oil tankers. Together with Major Campbell, chief of the espionage division, and 10 Secret Service men armed with Tommy guns, Kent closed in on the hideout. As our story continues today, Kent, Campbell, and 3 armed agents are slowly mounting the back stairway of the house. In a dimly lit room, the Leopard Woman is surrounded by her Japanese henchmen and a German-American radio operator named Brower. Listen.
Bring me that black box, Kato. Be careful. It's heavy.
What are you going to do?
There is only one honorable defeat, Brower. Death. Set the box down here, Kato. Gently. Now attach a fuse to it. You will find them in the leather case on the chair.
What's in that black box?
Enough powerful explosive, Brower, to blow this house and everyone in it into oblivion.
They're coming up the steps.
That is our one consolation. We will take some of them with us into the Valley of the Shadows. Light the fuse, Kato.
Wait a minute. Pull that fuse out.
They must never take us alive, Brower.
Pull it out, I say. There.
Why did you do that? There's no escape.
Yes, there is.
You said the house was surrounded, that they carried Tommy guns.
There's still a way out.
Open up in there.
Don't answer.
Can't you see there's no escape, Brower? If they capture us, it'll be disastrous to the cause. There is far more honor in death.
You can have the honor. I want to live.
Open up. We blow the lock. You can't get away.
Now what, Brower? How can you answer them?
I'll answer them. Go ahead and blow the lock. We're ready for you. That'll stop them for a while. Long enough to get out of this trap.
How?
The rear of the house faces the water of the harbor, doesn't it?
Yes.
We can get to the roof through the skylight, can't we?
Yes, but what good would it do us?
It's a dark night. They'll never see us if we dive off the roof into the water.
Dive? 2 stories into water that may be shallow?
I'd rather do that than sit in jail for the rest of my life or be blown to pieces.
We're giving you one last chance to open up.
Come on. We've got to work fast.
Kato, you and the rest will follow us.
Wait a minute. That won't work. They'll have to stay behind. They're splashing in the water will attract attention.
Don't be a fool, Brower. Do you think for one moment...
It is correct. I will replace the fuse in the breath box and accomplish all that was planned.
But, Kato, you mean...
It is a sacrifice for which we shall be well paid in the glory of our ancestors. Not so?
You speak with great courage, Kato.
Come on. We haven't much time.
Farewell, Kato.
Farewell. And may good fortune be with you.
Leaving Kato and the other members of the spy ring to perish in the impending explosion, Brower and the Leopard Woman climb through the skylight to the roof. Meanwhile, at the door, Major Campbell is preparing to blow the lock with a pistol.
All right. Let me have your gun, O'Hara. Stand back, Kent. One shot should do it.
Wait a minute, Major. I hear something.
What?
Sounds like the sputtering of a fuse. That's what it is. We'd better get out of here. Hurry.
But, Kent...
Don't argue. They're setting a bomb off. This house will go sky high. Hurry.
Kent, where are you? Kent!
O'Hara! Did he go outside? I didn't see him, but chance. Sorry, he did.
We'll see if you can find him. Will you hurry up now?
Good thing it's dark on this stairway. Made it easier to get Campbell to slip. Now to get back to that door, break in, and find out what's doing. Sir, that's a fuse sputtering all right. This is beginning to look like a job for Superman.
One good shove should finish the door. Here goes.
Great, Scott. A dozen Japs seated around a box of high explosive. I'm too late. It's going up.
Swim. Swim faster if you can. That explosion set fire to the house. We jumped just in time.
I can't go any faster. These clothes weigh me down. Yeah. How much further is it?
Not far. My speedboat is anchored near the end of the breakwater. There it is.
Do they see us?
No. They're too busy watching the house. The whole roof blew out.
Poor Casey.
Here we are. Tread water until I climb in. Hold on to the gunwale. All right. Let me have your hands. Lift yourself up.
I can't.
As I pull. Now.
Oh.
A little more. That's it. Okay. It won't take long to get us started. And then across the harbor.
Across the harbor?
Yes. But to get hold of a car that'll carry us to freedom.
I tell you, Kent was trapped in the house, O'Hara. He never came out. He's somewhere in that blazing inferno.
Well, at least, Major, you might make an attempt to rescue me.
Kent! For the love of heaven, man, what happened to you?
Nothing very exciting. I walked out behind you just before the explosion.
Oh, I was certain you were caught in it.
No, not quite. But most of the Leopard Society was, I can assure you.
What do you mean, most of them?
Those who were in the house at the time. You won't know who until that fire burns itself out, and even then identification may be difficult.
The fire department should be here any minute now. Call went in. Oh, incidentally, I want to apologize, Kent. You were 100% right this time.
Oh, forget it, Major. Well, I've got to buzz my paper. After all, this is news, and I'm still a reporter. I'll be back. Carmody, editorial room. Clark Kent calling.
One moment, Mr. Kent.
Thank you.
Hello?
Carmody, Clark Kent.
Oh, brother, are you in for it?
Yeah, why?
The chief's been stomping around here like a bull in a china shop.
He has, huh?
So far, you've been fired 9 times.
Good. Tell him to make it an even dozen.
Say, what's up, Kent? Got anything hot?
Yes, sir. Red hot. A violent explosion and fire destroyed the front street hideout of an Oriental spy ring 10 minutes ago. The explosion was a suicide gesture on the part of the Japanese agents who made up the ring. Trapped by armed Secret Service operatives, they took the traditional Oriental way out, self-inflicted death. There is still no accurate count of how many perished. I'll get back to you later with more details, Carmody. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Here comes Major Campbell. He looks excited. Maybe he's got something new. Hold the wire.
Kent! They got away.
Who got away?
The Leopard woman in Brower, I guess.
How do you know?
The police. They held up a car.
Wait a minute. No sense holding on, Carmody. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Now, just what happened, Major?
I just spoke to one of the state troopers.
Yeah?
A man and a woman stopped a car on the highway just a few minutes ago, slugged the driver and rode off. They were both dripping wet. And the woman answered the description of the Leopard woman.
Well, now, we mustn't jump to conclusions, Major. If Brower and the Leopard woman were in the house, how could they have gotten out before the explosion? Your men were guarding all the doors.
I know, Kent.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you say they were wet?
That's what the state trooper said.
Uh-huh, that begins to make sense. We should have thought of that.
Yeah, thought of what?
The roof. The rear of that house faced the water. Brower and the Leopard woman might have jumped off the roof, landed in the water, and somehow reached shore. Come on, I want to talk to that state trooper.
Where are we going, Brower?
I don't know yet. Is that car still following us?
Nope. Turned off.
Switch on the radio. See if you can pick up a news broadcast.
All right.
They might find out if they know we're missing. Takes a few seconds to heat up.
So don't forget. Go to your nearest bank or post office and put all the money you can into United States defense bonds and stamps.
Get something else.
And now for the latest news.
No, wait.
Contrary to first belief, the explosion and fire in the Front Street headquarters of a dangerous Oriental spy ring did not take the life of the ring's female leader, the Leopard Woman.
That's it. Listen.
Police have just admitted that the Leopard Woman and a German-American espionage agent named Brower made good their escape, but are confident that they will be under arrest shortly. An 8-state alarm has gone out and all roads leading from Metropolis are under armed guard, since it is believed the spies are attempting to escape in a stolen car.
That's enough.
Major Campbell,
turn it off.
Chief of Detectives.
He said all roads are being guarded.
I heard him.
What will we do?
We'll get off the roads.
I don't understand.
Look, there's a private seaplane base a mile or so from here. We'll have to take over a ship and head out to sea.
What good will that do us?
If we can contact one of our submarines, it'll do us a lot of good. Sooner or later, they'll catch us if we keep riding this way. They won't catch us in the air.
And what if we cannot contact a submarine?
We'll fly until our gas gives out. Then you can enjoy that honorable death you were talking about. But don't worry. Both the U-21 and the U-27 are offshore. We'll raise one of them.
Once again, the Leopard Woman seems about to slip through the fingers of the law. Can Brower put his plan through? Will he and the Leopard Woman escape? The story comes to a smashing climax in the next episode, so don't miss it. Tune in and follow it with the Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.